And age-wise, there's a little bit too, but then there's other points that are going for you in that favor too, because I can point out, well, okay, what is it, Louise Nevelson, she's older now, and she still produces, and gosh, what's that other female, that other terrific artist, and she's in Arizona. She's a painter, and she's just, she's in her 90s, and she still does beautiful work, and she's looked up to.
I do know exactly.
Yeah, and I can't think of her name right off the bat for the life of me.
Georgia
O'Keeffe. Yeah, O'Keeffe, yes. People look up to her, and I feel like, okay, if somebody else can do it, then I can too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've gone off my subject there. The thing is, with the creativity and having that mental hassle, I think it's caused me to sort of stop all of a sudden. Because now I'm saying to myself, now wait a minute, you fought through and got the art degree, now what are you going to do? Are you going to do this or not? Are you just going to sit here and goof off? You can't do that, because now you're falling by the wayside and you're doing exactly what you said you weren't going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have forced myself, and discipline plays a big role in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have forced myself, and I've got some sketches, and I've got some stone, and I've just made up my mind, okay, yes, there's things I want to do around the house because now the kids are all out. I want to clean the house and get it in such a way that it doesn't take anything to clean it up. So I allow myself 2 hours on that a day. I take 2 hours a day, and I work on my art. Whether I just look at something to get an idea, or if I sit there and doodle, or if I draw something to get ready for, as long as it's on art in some way, shape, or form. And I just discipline myself to where I do that. I also have taught myself, and I think I do a pretty good job of it, of saying no to things. If somebody wants me to volunteer some time for it, I will volunteer for the library, but like some of this other stuff, if it's not towards my goal, no, my answer is no. I'm sorry, I haven't got the time for it. And I've just told people, no, I'm working on my art. I'm sorry, I haven't got time for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm doing a pretty good job on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the discipline, I think, is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Did, with working in sculpting, was there a particular medium that you worked with?
Yeah, I stick to stone and wood.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone into clay and then having it, you know, making a figure out of clay and then having it cast.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone into that because I feel like I've got to learn to do these other two things well,
mm-hmm.
and also I have to think I don't have that much time. I want to do those two things well. I don't need more than one media. And the reason why I picked up the stained glass, it's a good thing for me, for myself personally, just turn to, I work in that when I've got a problem trying to create something in stone and I can't quite get the idea out of my head, because it'll be sitting there, and when I'm working on glass, all of a sudden something becomes clear in another field. I'm still being creative, but it's helping me over a so-called bump in the other section.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, stone and wood, because there's an awful lot of stone you can work on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask you, I know that recently you just got the table saw, and
right.
We haven't talked about it on the
tape, yeah.
But maybe you could tell a little bit about what led you to
getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Way back when I was in high school, I'd worked in that shop and I had enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that sort of sat there dormant for a while. But I think I tend to be a little more mechanically minded than the average woman. I think, well, men can be more or less mechanically inclined or not mechanically inclined. But anyway, I think I'm mechanically inclined. Now, one of the classes I had when I went back to school, and it was called Tools for the Artist, and it was down in the Industrial Arts Department, and they had you take that because then that taught you to work with tools that you might use when you're an artist. Or welding or electrical work or the table saws, the drill presses and the sanders and all this sort of thing. And it was a class that, gee, that was my cup of tea. I could almost switch from an art major right over to industrial arts, for heaven's sake. So I think that was just a great thing. And the teacher was so good, and he had some great teacher's aides in there. And the fellow who worked with me when I was building my workbench, I learned a lot through him. And I just always thought, a table saw. Oh, I've got to have a table saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see, I also bought a joiner at the same time, which smooths down the wood and it evens it up. And now I think, well, let's see, what other tool would I like to have? See, in getting this, too, there's a method to my madness, because I feel like my husband likes to work this way. And if it happens to be there and he can work on it, fine. I'm not telling him, you've got to work on it. No, I think this is what you ought to do. But it gives him an idea for retirement, too. Mm-hmm. And also I figure, if I have it now before he retires and the money, you know, drops off, then we don't have to ever worry about buying it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think through that class is when I first got really hepped up on having a table saw. Because mm-hmm. that just, I don't know, I just get the biggest charge out of that. Mm-hmm. I think that's, I don't know, more fun.
What are your plans for the future
for him?
For here. I mean,
oh, for here?
From here is what I said that
okay.
I didn't
well, I want to pursue this art thing to its fullest. I want to get into that as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I just want to be active along this way because I feel like if I can think of something that I can, say, like a small business, if I could produce sculpture for an interior decorator or maybe have three or four things, because every once in a while there's a gallery in Pasadena that'll just take three or four pieces, that's all you happen to work up. Mm-hmm. I just want to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And even, if it even led into, maybe if I went back to school and took some more art history or something like that, I would do that. Mm-hmm. But would like to pursue this mm-hmm. sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just as long as I don't sit still. I think it's very important to keep moving.
Looking back on the years, the time that you spent working during the war in the defense plant, what effect do you feel that had, if any, on your life?
I think it showed me that a woman can work in different jobs other than, say, an office or what you'd ordinarily expect a woman to be in. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't expect you to be out in the plant wearing dungarees or anything like that. And I think it just showed me that it is possible for a woman to work in those places. They're capable of doing that type of work. They have a brain just as much as a man, and a man's not the only one who can think. And I think it just really opened up another field of thought, another viewpoint on life in general. Mm-hmm. And you don't sit around and do nothing. You can produce just as well as anyone else. Mm-hmm. I think that's about what it showed me the most, that, I don't know, there's just an awful lot out there that you can get into.
You said a couple of times something about, well, if I knew then what I know now, kinds of things. What was you think your life would be different?
Oh, I think I would have produced more. I think I would have gone further in jobs. I think I would have accomplished a heck of a lot more. Because being self-conscious just, it just is a total waste of time. It just takes so much out of you. Mm-hmm. And to finally get over that, well, I guess I finally got over that when I took all this art, because you're in front of someone, you're constantly being criticized, and pretty soon, I don't know, you just don't think about those things anymore. So that's why I say, if I had known then, I think the things I started on, I might have finished engineering. I wouldn't have listened to someone say, well, a woman doesn't belong in that. I would have, oh, well, heck with you, I'll go someplace else and find more information. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't have taken that.
Gone on and been a test pilot.
Yeah, I think I would have. I think that would have been either designed planes or did something like that. I think I really would have finished that.
Uh-huh. Did, I was wondering about what you felt about some of the issues that have come up in the current women's movement, like the ERA and abortion rights and you've talked to me about women working,
yeah.
Who have children, but just what your opinions are about those kinds of...
Oh, boy. You're really going to have me hang myself, aren't you? Well, I think it's great that women fight for the rights, because I could really get out there and I could fight even more enthusiastically than all 10 put together, maybe 10 of those people. Who is it, Gloria Steinem and... who's the one, Gloria Allred?
She's a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, when she...
President of NAFTA.
Okay. When she fights for things like that, I think that's terrific. Because when I was working, and like I said, I got a promotion, I mean a raise one time, and this one engineer just had a fit because it wasn't the same as his. And I don't remember, and I didn't get into it at the time, as to whether I was getting paid as much as the other engineers, because I was just in a different section than the rest of them were. But I think it's terrible when a woman does the same work and doesn't get the same pay. That's just because she's female, that shouldn't even be taken into account. It should be, is her work quality?
Mm-hmm.
And I think women have a very difficult position, because here they have a head on their shoulders, they have a brain, and if they're so goal-oriented, and then to have to hassle so much. Because, okay, what I've said about women having children and being home with them, I think it's difficult. They want to be a mother, but also they've got a head. And so really, what do you do in a case like that? Because I think kids should be taken care of. There should be something where they could be made to feel somebody really cares about you. Just because I'm not home, I think it makes a difference. But then mother takes off in the morning and goes to work. I don't know what, I really seriously don't know how that problem can be taken care of right now. I've never really thrashed it out in my head, just that I'm glad I stayed home with my kids. The only thing is I'm not dead yet and I'm not in a coffin, so therefore I want to be a productive person and I want to go back to work, and I think I can now. I am more free now than I ever have been before. I'm free of my mother's apron strings and what she did to me psychologically. My husband backs me up 1,000%, and he's my number one admirer, pusher, and everything else. Anyway, I do approve of ERA, because I think women really get taken advantage of. I think California does a little bit more for them, maybe most of the other states.
Mm-hmm.
And then switching over to abortion, I know this is really going to bring down things around my head, but I approve of abortion. And the reason why I do, and I know what is it, you know, okay, they're pro-life. Well, all right, then, if you're pro-life, then the woman shouldn't have gotten pregnant to begin with. But what are you going to do in a case like, say, rape, or whether this was forced on her? Are you going to make her carry that baby when that was such a psychological thing to her? Are these, and also, women who just get pregnant because they're careless. That's not too good either. I don't approve of abortions. Let's see, what is it? It's an abortion up to the first 3 months, and then it's miscarriage after that. I know it changes there, but when
I think it's legally the first 3 months now, and then after that, legally you can.
Yeah, there's something that, right. Because there's a lot of them that will have, okay, I'll say abort after 4 or 5 months. I mean, they wait till a long time. That, no, I don't approve of. You went that long, then you carry it on.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 months, I think it should be even done the first 2 months. Because they say, well, it's a life right from the very beginning. And, yes, it's a living thing, but it's not a human being per se. It's just a bunch of cells that are dividing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that should be, I really think it should be permitted.
Mm-hmm.
These people who feel like, you know, what's life and it's murder and so forth. Now, wait a minute, you're telling me what I can do with my body. That's my body, and I'll make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that, oh, I see, a woman should be forced to carry that child. You bring it into the world because that child's guaranteed a life. But that's as far as these people go on that.
Mm-hmm.
What about that child's life after it gets here? What about the ones that are beaten up on? Well, then why don't you, okay, you've made me carry this child, but then you don't do anything about it after that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think that's quite right, because the child gets here and then you don't take care of it. So I argue from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I just think abortion should be permissible.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, basically, that with your daughter, as she was growing up, were there things that you encouraged, say, in her differently than, there were different, say, in your relationship with her than was in your relationship with your mother?
Yeah. I think I've encouraged her to be independent. I don't think I've ever censored her. I've tried to encourage her, now, wait a minute, you're a person, and you have thoughts, and you have feelings. I've also tried to encourage her, I don't want her to be ashamed of her body, because my mother always made me feel very self-conscious about mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want you just going down the street naked or anything like that, but you're a beautiful person. You have just as much right to be out there as anyone else. Mm-hmm. And when I mean a beautiful person, you're a human being, you're fine, you know, that sort of thing. I don't mean I'm going into a physical beauty. I'm not going to that, but that you're a good human being. Mm-hmm. And if she had interests in things, I think I've kind of encouraged her along that line. Some of her boyfriends, I don't know, I wouldn't say, well, no, you're not going to go with that one, because I think that one's totally weird, but sometimes I think, well, I'd say, you really sort of like that one? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. And I would let it go with that. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. But then before I could get alarmed about it, she'd usually drop them anyway. That one's a flake or something or other. Mm-hmm. And she's graduating pretty quick, and she's gone into it. I think it's an odd major, but there's a lot of majors that I think are odd as far as school goes, just because, well, they're different from things that I'm interested in. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. I'm like, well, it's kind of an odd major. All right, then if that interests you, then fine. Mm-hmm. And she's working now.
What is she majoring in?
Well, she switched from accounting over to marketing, and she's working for an advertising agency now. And she's trying to take care of her last couple of classes because, like I said, she's graduating, so she has kind of a hassle in between the last part of school and just starting a job. Mm-hmm. And she's been living away from home, I guess, about 3 years now. And I think she has an odd way of keeping house and an odd way of picking out roommates, but I figured you have to live with them. I don't. Mm-hmm. And I just wish her a lot of luck on some of it. And then also she has a boyfriend now that she's been going with for about 2 years. And when I tell people about, oh, she's still going with Pierre, and when I say that he's Japanese, I get raised eyebrows. Going with him 2 years? Well, do you think you'll marry him? Well, I don't know if she will or not, but what difference does it make if she does? So anyway, I just think, so what if he's Japanese? He's a very fine individual. He's taught her a lot, discipline, study, get your nose to the grindstone. He's got a worth, what is it? Ethic about him that's very admirable, and so why not?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you'd want to talk about? Or have
those are the things I always think about when you drive away from the house.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I have to sort of stew about it, you know, for a while, and I think, well, there's things I wanted to tell you this time because I feel very strong about some things. Now, what in the world? I guess I right now I think I've covered everything. Because mm-hmm. I feel like it's very necessary that women do something when when they're a thinking individual. Because those old women who stay at home, they're not good for much else. I mean, as far as going out and going to work, boy, that sounds terrible. Anyway, there's some women who are just inclined to stay home and that's it. Mm-hmm. And but then there's other women who really want to do something.